Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
Anger over British move-on protocol. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Times, where it's reported that the government reacted with public disappointment and private anger to yesterday's announcement that the British government would legislate to set aside parts of the Northern Ireland protocol and proceed with a plan that could block prosecutions for some murders during the Troubles. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin is quoted accusing Boris Johnson of abandoning agreements for domestic political goals. And it's also reported that the division between the two governments is turning into the worst rift in years. In its lead editorial under the headline "On the Road to a Trade War," meanwhile, the paper describes the specifics of the trust proposal as wearily familiar, a flag which has been run up and down the flagpole repeatedly through the entire Brexit negotiating process that London has consistently failed to demonstrate plausibly how it would work in practice. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish News quotes Christine Duffy, whose 15-year-old brother Seamus was the last person to be killed by a rubber bullet in Northern Ireland in 1989, reacting angrily to the plan to offer an effective amnesty for those responsible for killings during the Troubles. Elsewhere this morning, the Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mail both lead with recommendations put forward by a Justice Committee report on gambling regulation, which is expected to form a significant part of the bill, which is due to be passed into law next year. A ban on all forms of gambling advertising before the 9 p.m. watershed and the outlawing of highly addictive gambling machines are included in the recommendations. The committee also cites evidence that there are 3,400 15 and 16-year-olds engaged in problem gambling in Ireland. Large numbers of homeowners who are exposed to interest rate hikes are rushing to lock into fixed rate mortgages. That's according to Charlie Weston's lead story in today's Irish Independent. Martina Hennessy of Doddle.ie reports that the number of applications from people seeking to switch mortgages doubled in the first 3 months of this year compared with last year. Weston also reports that some people are ditching their tracker mortgages in favour of long-term fixed rates because the ECB is expected to start raising its key financing rate in the coming months, which may make tracker and variable mortgages more expensive. The Irish Daily Star leads with an interview with Michael Cawley, whose former girlfriend Karen Harrington was given a life sentence on Monday for the murder of his two-year-old daughter Santina in Cork in 2019. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mirror reports that Gardaí in Dublin are trying to trace an unidentified man who handed a driving licence belonging to Lisa Thompson into Finglas Garda station 2 days after her body was found in her home in Ballymun. And finally, the so-called Wagatha Christie libel trial generates the lead story in the Irish Sun. Evidence given in the High Court trial in London yesterday by former England captain Wayne Rooney, followed by Jamie Vardy's assertion that Wayne is talking nonsense, also receives coverage in all of today's other papers. Now it's Wayne versus Jamie is the headline in the Mirror.